Hello, it's Tuesday, February the 15th, and we're in this strange chapter, chapter 11 of Revelation. We saw yesterday, this is the interval between the 6th and 7th trumpet, and John is participating in the measurement of the temple. This is an ideal temple. It represents Christians, it represents the church. And outside of the temple where John was told not to measure would represent the forces of opposition and the forces of darkness. And we were thinking yesterday of Matthew 16:18, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Well, now appear two witnesses. In verse 3, I will grant authority to my two witnesses and they will prophesy for 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. At the end of verse 2, you had 42 months, and 42 months is the equivalent of 1,260 days. It's the equivalent of 3.5 years. It's the equivalent in Revelation of time, times, and half a time. And John is, in one sense, playing with numbers. But why? Why does he change 42 months to 1,260 days? Because I think 1,260 days sounds a lot longer than 42 months, than 3.5 years. It's a sense, yes, he's playing with numbers, but it's a sense in which God will protect and keep the church secure day after day after day. And these two witnesses will prophesy and proclaim day after day after day. Now, who are these two witnesses? And the answer is given in the text. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands that stand before the Lord of the earth. And you say, well, that's not terribly helpful. But you need to understand, again, there's an Old Testament background, and it's the book of Zechariah. And Zechariah is being told about two olive trees and two lampstands, and those lampstands have oil supplied from the two olive trees. Now, I can remember the day when we did not have indoor electricity. It was outside. It was a generator. It was a good 15 or 20 yards away from the house. I can remember tossing a coin with my siblings as to who would go out in the snow in winter to turn the generator off and then come back in the dark. Having a consistent source of electricity at the flip of a switch is a marvel that I guess younger folk take for granted. But John's readers would certainly not have taken it for granted. Imagine that there were olive trees supplying olive oil for the lampstands to burn consistently 24 hours a day. What was the lesson in Zechariah? Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And this is John seeing in a three-dimensional way that God will supply the power the church needs against the warfare that is taking place all around by the constant supply of the Holy Spirit. Yes, it's a difficult chapter, but when you understand the Old Testament background and illustrations, it actually makes a lot of comforting sense. Well, we'll look at it again tomorrow, but for now, have a wonderful day.